This is Thunder at the Fair. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. An absolutely beautiful day here at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's been beautiful every day we've been here. It's going to get a little bit warmer, maybe a little rain in the forecast later on in the week. But we are persevering because to this point, it has been absolutely fantastic. You're listening to 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan at The Fan Milwaukee on YouTube, thefanmilwaukee.com, Odyssey app, iHeart app, everywhere you listen to your podcast, you can find us. Just search for us, and there we are. Joining us now on Thunder at the Fair from Fox 6, it is Lily Zhao. Lily, thank you so much for jumping on today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure, and I'm super jealous that you're at the fair right now.
We are here. I'm usually on from 9 to 11 on the Mason Crosby show, and from 11 to 2, we have the Rich Eisen show, which is a national show, and they said a couple weeks ago, should we be out at the fair? And Sparky said, I'll be out at the fair from 2 to 5, and they said, okay, and then Mason, it didn't work for the 9 to 11 time, and I said, I'll eat everything. I'll go to the fair. That's fine. So here I am, and I'm tasting everything. I'm not eating everything. I'm tasting everything. Do you have a fair favorite? Do you have something that you've had that you have to have at the fair? Anything like that?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I mean, I love cheese curds. That's a very bland answer, but I will say
but they're so good
this year. But I went last year, and they had like lumpia, which is like the.
So that won the Sporkies this year. There's a new lumpia this year that's like banana French toast. It's kind of like a Bananas Foster almost. I haven't had it yet, but it looks. I've heard great reports that it's amazing.
Oh my gosh, I have to try it because the one I got last year was like a savory pork version, and it was so good.
Okay.
The funnel cake is always one of my favorites.
That's what I started with on Thursday. The first day, that was the first thing I got. I feel like that's the first, it'll be the only one I have, but I got to start with a funnel cake.
Got to start with the funnel cake. I love it. I had alligator bites last year, too.
Ooh, yep. Mm-hmm,
I've never tried before. Pretty good eats there. So I'm jealous you get to taste all that this week.
Well, I gave you the primer, and so when you get here at some point, you'll know where to get, and all the good things are still here. So enjoy yourself when you do get here. Lily Zhao, Fox 6, joining us. And let's start with the Brewers. I know we got some Packers news specifically that we want to get to, but, are the Brewers ever going to lose again? Are they just going to win the rest of the season? Like, is this season's over? Brewers win?
I mean, let's call it now, right? Let's start the playoffs now. Brewers get that one seed. We're good to go. I know they can't win every single game the rest of the year. It would be nice if they did, but the tear they're on right now is incredible because we've always talked about it, like mid-June. They were 6.5 games back of the Cubs, and six weeks later, they're three games up on the Cubs. Just spectacular baseball they're playing right now. They're doing it in all facets. I mean, they're hitting. They're doing the small things on the base paths. Obviously, they're good defense, and they're pitching. I mean, they're a complete team right now, and it feels like whoever leaves the lineup, the guy replacing him in the lineup, is still batting and playing well. So it's not like they're losing a season. They lose some big names.
Yeah, it's been so much fun to watch. Certainly the I don't know what we're calling it, but the devastation in the nation's capital, the Brewers just came in and steamrolled the Nationals. But I think last night it was kind of nice to show that they can still they can still win the way they can win. Like 20 hits a night is great, but they can get three hits, and if they get the one big one, and they're not a home run hitting team necessarily, but if they get timely hitting. Like they've been doing, whether they score 16 or whether they score 3, like that's kind of what makes this team so special, right? Is that it's like you never know who's going to pick it up from night to night, but somebody is.
Yeah, that's a great point because fresh off his NL Rookie of the Month honor, Isaac Collins with one swing of the bat, that's all they needed to win, and the pitching staff locked it down. Every day, it's a different guy stepping up to win, whether that is one of their pitchers. I mean, Quinn Priester has been phenomenal. I mean, he's been spectacular, 7 strong innings. And from when he first started against that Cubs, that really disastrous start back in May, till now, he looks like a different pitcher. So you had him, Isaac Collins last night. I mean, those guys were really putting it on. And then Moving forward, we have Freddy Peralta on the mound in game two. I'm hoping the weather stays good in Atlanta so they can get the game into today.
It's been a little messy down there.
A little messy. So, you know, you have Freddy Peralta on the mound tonight. I'm curious to see which guy offensively steps up as well. It just seems like whether they're hitting 20 hits a game or they're just having two or three in a game, they find ways to win, and that's what makes this game so special.
It really does. And I think one of the things that I'm working on myself, as we're all working on self-improvement throughout our lives, right? One of the things I'm working on myself is not to get too excited on August 5th, right? It's August 5th. I think it's important to enjoy what's going on, but to realize that there's still 50 games left in the season, and that baseball's baseball, and in a 50-game span, it wouldn't be weird if a 5-game losing streak happened. It wouldn't be weird if a 5-game winning streak happened. Whatever happens the rest of the way, it's like, to what we talked about earlier, the season isn't over today. You can't just give them the one seed in the National League. We as fans and media members still going to be watching the Cubs and the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Mets, and it's going to get tight because that's how sports works. But how do we kind of like keep that in mind that it's, you know, that there's still 50 games left, and as excited as we are today, like, let's temper our expectations maybe just a little bit because nothing's decided on August 5th.
Right. Nothing is set in stone. You mentioned that there are so many games left to play, and don't forget, there's still a 5-game series, one of doubleheader against the Cubs in Chicago in 2 weeks. And so right. That really could potentially decide the decision race, for the Brewers come out and win that long series. But we still have very important games coming up. And when you're looking at the schedules for, say, the Cubs, I mean, their schedule, quote-unquote, looks easier than the Brewers does. And so there's still a lot of baseball to be played. Again, guys are coming and going from the IL, so you're going to get contributions coming back, Rhys Hoskins, potentially, Jacob Mizrowski. So sure. There are good things to look forward to for this Brewers team. But you're right. We can't, Brewers fans can't say we won the World Series. It's August 5th. There's a lot of baseball to be played. The teams behind them in the NL are still really, really good. And just for how deep the National League is this year, I think it is really imperative for the Brewers to try to get one of those top two spots. So there's still a lot to play for. You don't want to be another wild card team. So, again, the way this Brewers team is playing, I think they have a fair shot of getting the top two seeds. But they just got to keep playing the way they know they can keep playing.
Yeah, we've had enough of that the past few years, right? Playing in that wild card around, and whether it's Arizona or Atlanta or last year with the Mets or a few years ago when it was the one game and we lost to the Nationals, we're tired of that wild card round. Get one of the top two seeds. It's almost too bad. Like, I get it. The top two seeds are the top two division winners. But if you look at the seasons the Brewers and the Cubs are having, it's almost too bad it's not just the top two teams with the two best records, because potentially it could be. And it's, I know that Brewers fans like to make fun of Cubs fans and vice versa. I've gone pretty strongly on my show about, like, I don't care about the Cubs. I care about who's second place in the Central. So I'm happy when the Cubs lose, but if it was the Reds or the Pirates or the Cardinals, I'd be just as happy. I'm just focused on the Brewers being in first place and getting it up as much as they can. I don't even care who that team is in second place, despite the rivalry with the Cubs.
Yeah, that's right. You got to just, focus on the team and how many wins they can stack. Because, again, you mentioned it, it's a long season. Winning streaks come, losing streaks come. So what you can do now is stack wins against teams that you should beat. And they did that against the Nationals in a big way. They should do this against the Braves team. The Mets are kind of struggling, so they have a good chance to win that series as well. But keep stacking wins. Every win is so important, especially when it kind of gets into the nitty-gritty, last couple weeks of the season. You need every win you can get, and the Brewers are finding ways to do that.
Lily Zhao, Fox 6, joining us on Thunder at the Fair, special programming during the Wisconsin State Fair. I am here. I really enjoyed my Scotty Cup from Freeze's Candy Shop in West Allis. They are in the Dairy Pavilion, the brand new Dairy Pavilion, which is beautiful. So, Lily, when you get here, you'll have to walk through the Dairy Pavilion because it's, the line for the cream puffs is a little crazy, but there are other stands there with lots of other things. The Scotty Cup is really, really good if you get a chance for it. But Lily, Lily Zhao from Fox 6 joining us. And we got the news this morning, I assume most of us woke up to it. that our starting cornerback has a boo-boo, isn't feeling so good. Nate Hobbs undergoes a procedure. I don't know if we saw this coming at all. I don't know if we should be nervous about it. I'm a little nervous about it. I don't lie. I'll be honest. I don't love it.
Yeah, it is tough news, and I think my ears kind of perked up because, you know, Brian Gutekunst did a pre-family night interview, and he mentioned Nate Hobbs wasn't practicing. He was dealing with something, be out a couple of weeks, and so I was like, oh, I wonder what that is. And, of course, you know, news came out that he was getting a minor knee procedure to kind of fix the meniscus tear, and the, you know, optimistic prognosis is about 3 weeks. I know Matt LaFleur didn't really put a timetable on it today, but the expectation is that he could return for their season opener against the Lions. And it is disappointing. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, they brought in on a big contract. One of their big offseason acquisitions is supposed to kind of help fortify that quarterback group without Jair Alexander. And he's new to the team. I think if this had been a second year, you know, you have a year under your belt with Jeff Hafley and that defense and the scheme, but I know it's tough. He's going to miss the rest of training camp. It's not what fans want to hear, especially because, you know, Nate Hobbs is going to be one of the starters back there. So it's, can he keep building and learning that playbook without being on the field physically? And will he kind of be up to speed week one against the Lions? That's going to be the big test. And right. I think for now, without him there, it's the young quarterbacks. Like, they get this preseason slate to shine and show, can we get that number four spot? So there's a lot of important battles there, but I know it's certainly disappointing that Nate Hobbs won't be out there for the rest of training camp.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you mentioned it, and that's what worries me, is that he's not ready for week one. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be tight. I mean, I think it's going to be down. You mentioned it. They talked about how it's 3 weeks, and that could be four. You know, we're 4.5 weeks away from opening day. Packers hosting the Lions at Lambeau, and it's just like, I'm a little, you know, I wish this had happened a month ago. I'm glad it's not happening a month from now. So, you know, the timing's not perfect, but it's not the worst. But you also mentioned it's not really the position that is the deepest. And we've talked about that, you know, we talked about that every day since training camp started, right? Cornerback is just not the position that's the deepest for this Packers team. And they really need Hobbs and Nixon to step up. And then Valentine looks like he's going to, and Bullard are going to chip in there too. But if Hobbs isn't out there, like, I start getting nervous very quickly about what this defense is going to look like, Lily.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And we obviously have seen the physicality that Nate Hobbs brings to this defense and just how much of a hard hitter he is and the energy he brings to practice. So that will be missed. But I would imagine once he's back, he'll be coaching up guys and still learning in that facet. But yeah, it is discouraging that, you know, you have a really important part of your defense missing the rest of training camp, where it's going to be invaluable for him in his first year with the Packers to really get everything, you know, every box checked before the season begins. So it's a little disappointing in that regard. But we have to believe that, you know, he's a veteran player. He knows what he's doing. The Packers made sure he got the surgery at the right time. So as you mentioned, it doesn't affect him during the season, because I was reading it. You know, he could have probably played on with this tear, but that probably could have led to much worse knee issues. So just to get it out of the way early, make sure he's ready for the regular season, and hopefully he stays healthy.
Absolutely. Lily Zhao, follow her on Twitter, at Lily S. Zhao, Z-H-A-O, at Lily S. Zhao on Twitter. She is at Packers Practices. She covers the Brewers. She covers all Milwaukee sports for Fox 6. And so with the Packers, can you believe there's a game Saturday night? Like, can you believe that? It's not a real game. Like, it's exhibition football. It's like guys we've never heard of before. But there's a game Saturday night at Lambeau.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we kind of got the primer of the atmosphere during family night. You know, with 50,000 fans there. But
it's crazy, and
you know, basically football is back in a, you know, preseason kind of way. But it'll be fun to watch. I know a lot of people are wondering how much time the starters and Jordan Love will play.
Zero.
We'll play. Zero. I think they're going to play. I feel like Matt LaFleur
even Jordan Love?
I think so. I would say maybe just a series and then take
okay,
it out of
okay.
there.
Okay. All right.
We'll
okay.
see.
Yeah.
But I'm excited.
I think he won't, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did. Like, you know, I'm with you. Like, if he plays a series, I don't mind that. I don't mind playing one series. I mean, I do want to put him in bubble wrap. And I want to make sure nothing happens. But I wouldn't mind a series. But I also wouldn't be shocked if he just doesn't play at all. Just because, like, quarterbacks, that's the value of that position in the NFL, right? Is that, like, the quarterback, as well as Malik Willis played last year. Like, Jordan Love, the Packers will go this year as good as Jordan Love can take them.
Yeah. Absolutely, and for how that season opened went last year in Brazil, where Jordan Love was nicked up, and then the rest of the year it just kind of had a toll on him. We wanted to just kind of put him in bubble wrap, but that, like, he has to know, and he does know that, you know, he might still get out there for preseason, and it's up to his guys to protect him and make sure he doesn't get sacked and stays injury free for the rest of the year. But yeah, I mean, this is a really big year for Jordan, so just stay healthy and get to kind of the mark he wants to get to, is wanting to be a top five quarterback in the NFL. That's out there for the taking this year. So I'm hoping that the injuries just stay away.
Yes, absolutely. Lily, what are you working on these days? What do you got coming up? What stories can we expect to see from you on Fox 6?
Well, I'm going to do a shameless plug and say Brewers on Fox 6 tonight against the Braves. So I hope everybody tunes in.
Let's go. Brewers and on Fox 6 tonight. Let's go.
And then from there, it's just Packers training camp. And then eventually we'll make our way into Bucks season whenever they do get back. So
crazy.
As you know, it's a continual calendar in Milwaukee, but excited that preseason football's back and the Brewers are the best team in baseball. So that's what we're doing now.
Absolutely. I second that. And so tune into Fox 6, watch Lily. They do an awesome, awesome job there covering all of our local teams. Lily, thank you so much for jumping on today. It was a blast, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mitch. Thanks for having me on.